Is there a difference between genetically modified organisms and genome-edited organisms? We'll find out. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I had a talk with David Songstad, Director of Research and Cell Biology at a company called Cibus.
I work for a company named Cibus in San Diego, and that's exactly what we do. We do targeted mutagenesis in a way where we can identify the gene of interest. We know what mutation needs to occur, and that's basically a nucleotide substitution. And we can do that in a way that, by design, it's targeted, and we get the desired outcome that we expect. And through that approach, our first product is now in the marketplace. We call it SU canola, and that stands for sulfonylurea-tolerant canola. And it's tolerant to the sulfonylurea herbicide. And we are selling that in the United States, and we just this year are selling it up in Canada. So it's a non-GMO approach for herbicide tolerance. So we're pretty excited about that.
There are so many takes on GMO. I presume that when you have the added portion you're talking about, you walk into the world of GMO and there's so much negative press and feelings by so many people. Are they right or are they wrong?
GMOs have been around for over 20 years, and I'm not aware of a single instance where GMOs have had a negative impact on human health.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.